This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Was set up by former Senators Dole of Kansas, Daschle of South Dakota, Mitchell and Baker. And then they had a task force that came up with a plan that was designed to reduce the federal budget deficit.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Specifically, if you look at their deficit reduction, they're targeting about $5.9 trillion in deficit reduction over the 2012 to 2020 period. And to be clear, this is a separate group from, obviously, President Obama's Deficit Reduction Commission. And in fact, this task force's $5.9 trillion is actually larger than the President's Fiscal Commission's goal, which was $3.8 trillion.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One would be to make some changes to the tax code. They would actually reduce some tax rates, but they would also eliminate a number of personal deductions. They would also establish what they refer to as a debt reduction sales tax of 6.5%. Now, more specifically for the agricultural industry, they have three proposed changes. One is to change payment limits as well as eligibility for payments. They would eliminate all payments that are based on production history to any farm with a farm and non-farm adjusted gross income greater than $250,000. They would also lower the payment limit on direct payments from $40,000 to $20,000. They also propose some changes to crop insurance programs to reduce the administrative and operating cost subsidies. And then finally, they address in more general terms a number of changes that would reduce some of the overlap or consolidation within conservation programs.